Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Webcam Confidence for Women. Fun, fiery, and fierce. Confidence coach Susan Axelrod and co-host online business producer Pam Sullivan offer real-time strategies and skill building for women wanting to use webcam in business. In this podcast, you'll learn how to rise, R-I-S-E. Releasing inhibitions and securing enthusiasm are key to getting confident on video. This show is a live experience. After the skill development discussion, Susan and Pam go live into Virtual Presenter Studio offering attendees confidence on webcam, a must-have skill for every woman in business. Are you ready to rise? The show starts now.
Welcome to Webcam Confidence, where we help women in business rise. I am Susan Axelrod, your confidence coach.
And I'm Pam Sullivan, your producer.
We want to welcome our listeners, and we want to give a very special welcome to the VIPs in the live studio audience today. We are really delighted that you're here with us live, and we look forward to seeing you later in the studio.
Yes, and I am so excited to finally be able to help people with this in this way. The Virtual Presenter Studio was created to be your opportunity to practice and receive real-time webcam confidence coaching. And I just can't be more excited to share my own journey with everyone, my own journey to video use. And we've been thinking about this for so long, doing a podcast or a show, Susan and I. And in our planning sessions, we've been so excited and they've just been awesome. And so I just hear about this from so many of my clients who are trying to create online courses or webinars or even just video live streams that it's important, but it's hard to do. And so, you know, we just have so much we want to share with you. So, Susan, we can start by mentioning the RISE acronym. What does that
absolutely
mean? You go ahead and take that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know I will. I always want to talk about rising. I want to remind listeners or viewers on Facebook that we have a live studio audience. So if you see people popping in, these are our friends who are with us live today and will be going to into the studio with us after our conversation. So I have been a confidence coach for women for years, but the clients who are finding me now are women who have a deep and abiding passion and want to get into the intuitive space that I teach, but they suffer from doubt, lack of confidence, and especially lack of core skills, systems, and structure. As a result, they feel inhibited. And that is how this acronym came to me. In my work, I could feel the inhibition. I hear it all the time. And so the acronym is RISE, releasing inhibitions and securing enthusiasm about your business. Enthusiasm is found in your voice. It's in your demeanor. It's in your essence. Enthusiasm is found when you're having fun with customers and clients, and they will flock to you when you have this rise, when you release your inhibitions and secure your enthusiasm. Now, I want to tell you that one of my clients and friends said to me, you know, Susan, enthusiasm doesn't speak to me. Energy does. I'm like, okay, just insert energy, but make sure that you have that rising energy in you. Now, this brings me to our number one tip of today. How do you get that rising energy in you? How do you release the inhibitions? How do you get secure? Our number one tip today is this: practice, practice, practice. So, Pam, I'm going to throw it back to you to tell how you really created this number one tip.
Yeah, so even though I know it's important, especially these days, everything is virtual. And so a lot of businesses are using video and live webinars and things like that. So I know it's important, but me, I know it's hard to do. It doesn't come naturally for me at all. And that's what I hear from a lot of my clients too. It's not natural. They get nervous. And so I grew up painfully shy. I took zeros in school. I, in my corporate career, literally felt like I could die in meetings and presentations. And so, but the one thing that really did help me was practice, learning a few tips, and, you know, knowing that I have something valuable to share and to get out there. That alone gives me confidence too. And of course, watching experts like Susan, and I'm still on that journey. So I'm right there with everybody. And yeah.
Well, you know, Pam, what you said, that last thing you said is so important because, you know, we're here as experts. We are experts. We get paid to do this, each of us in our own way, right? So we are experts. But the truth is, we're also on this journey. Everybody who knows me, who follows me on Facebook and on LinkedIn, I've been putting out all over. I myself have had some tech problems this week, and I have been practicing myself. This isn't about being perfect. It really is about getting authentic and really giving yourself permission to have your own voice rise. And so we, Pam and I, are not here to pretend that we got it all right or we get it all right. We're here to give you an opportunity to consider the use of video in your business. And when you do that, tips, tools, strategy, techniques, and time in the studio to get confident on video. So, Pam, how honest are we with this claim?
Yeah, I feel we can, you know, truly say that we are webcam confidence coaches. We hear it. I've been in my business. I've heard it from so many people that, you know, they say, oh my gosh, I have my own producer. And, you know, when I, as I'm working with my clients. And so, you know, just that feedback has been great.
Yeah. And let's be honest. What did somebody tell you yesterday? Go ahead. Let's claim our expertise.
Okay. Well, yeah, one of my clients yesterday, I didn't know you were going to throw that in there, Susan, but yes, one of my clients, I had a webinar produced yesterday. He said, you know, I've worked with a lot of producers with this company. There's a few different ones that work with the company. He said, really, you're awesome. You're awesome. And then he said, we need to poach her to get her to work directly with us. So it's those kinds of things that really, you know, it's one of my mission values is helping people, and really those comments really make it worth it.
Well, the comments, if you believe them, show you what he said was, you're one of the best I've ever worked with. And the reason I brought this up, I totally put Pam on the spot like that, is because as women, we need to claim that space. And hearing those things, if we can give ourselves permission to believe them, it can help us rise in business. And that is what we are here to speak with you about. This is so important. It really, truly is. Now, I'm going to talk about this number one tip of practice. Pam just shared with us that with her clients, as the producer she actually is, she gives them the opportunity to practice. And this is something that I also teach in my confidence speaking program. I've been a public speaker for decades, and I teach confidence speaking. And so for your tips today, I want to share this. It seems kind of obvious, but the first thing that I encourage you to do is to look in the mirror. Yes, I said look in the mirror. Practice starts to get confident on video. Practice starts by looking in the mirror. When you see, one of the things that happens is you know, when you're speaking, you have this feeling that people are looking at me. They're seeing me. But if you're not comfortable and confident with what they're seeing, then you will feel that little bit of discomfort inside. So I actually mean look in the mirror. and see what people are seeing. Stand in front of the mirror, stand there, square out, bring your shoulders back and down. Look at yourself as if you are sitting on a video or about to make a public presentation. The next thing I suggest is that you practice with others, even if it's only a conversation on Zoom. Now, this is really important. We are here to talk about webcam confidence and to help you rise in business by using video. And I want to remind you that every time you do a Zoom meeting or a Zoom call, that literally is an opportunity for you to practice in business. Every call I do, I am in awareness of this. Okay, I will say my soul sister's best friends have seen me with no makeup and, you know, not exactly in my professional attire. But other than that, every time I'm on Zoom, for me, I literally am using it as a way to practice. And so that's another thing that I want to share with you, that you can practice in real time and make the connection with your business brain that you're practicing for your business. Now, Pam, I want to get into what we call a most important thing. Why does video matter?
Yeah, video, there's a lot of different ways to create content. And if you have an online business, you're probably creating a lot of content for different things. But video really is the number one way, I think, that really gets the trust of your audience. You know, they can read a blog or they can, you know, get a download from you. But when you're on video, whether it's pre-recorded or live, live is, you know, really great for that, but any kind of video gets that trust. They can see you, they can hear you, they get to know you. And you can also, when you're creating videos and things that way, your customers learn about your business a little bit before they start working with you. And then I think that really helps that whole relationship. So starting with those, that specific type of content.
I mean, this is really important. I wanted Pam to address this because this is her business, Volution Virtual. She's literally in the business of supporting people like me in all these areas. And this is what she does with her clients every day, every week. And I cannot say how much using video has changed the trajectory of my business. These tips that I just shared with you, they're real. I have been using video for several years now. But I could feel the rise of my own confidence as I've done it more often, as I've made more use. Pam was my producer for my online course. This was a little bit of a more protected space, as we were just saying before we went live. It would have been so much easier to just pre-record this, because then you can cut, you can edit, you know, if you have bloopers, you know, you can take care of them. We're live here with you, and we wanted to do it this way with intention and commitment to show you that things, you know, keeping it real is important. Now, again, before we went live, I asked, can anybody hear my dog in the background eating his bone? I had to give him a bone so that I could be more confident on video that he wouldn't be walking around or whining or whatever. Honestly, I put a sign on the front door that said podcast in progress. Not that maybe it would fall on the ground, maybe somebody would ignore it, somebody could knock and he could start barking. Anything can happen when you're live or even, you know, recording your own videos. Anything can happen. We rise in confidence. And that's what we really want to share with you today. We are here to show you in real time how it can work and how we want it to work with you. So Pam, what else would you say? How would you say video has helped you grow your business? And be honest about the, you know what I'm talking about, the video on your website.
Yes, as I said, I'm still on my own journey to video. I'm getting there and I'm so much better now than I was. I mean, I've come such a long way, I have to say. I worked in the corporate world for a long, long, long time up until a year and a half or 2 years ago, full-time in corporate world. And I had so many, you know, even then there was so many times where I would just freeze in any kind of group presentation or meeting or anything. And I can remember, you know, one time at the podium, I was giving a talk for my whole building at work, and my boss was helping me, and she was in the audience trying to coach me through it. And I literally froze, and I literally looked out to her and I said, "See, I am going to die." Right. And she was like, "Breathe, breathe." And so for me, even just to do this is big. And so I feel like if I can do it and I've learned some things and tips and tricks, anybody can do it. It just takes practice and somebody to really give you that perspective that, you know, you can practice by yourself or you can have your friends or family that want to help, but it's hard for them to do. So
this is a very important point. By the way, I could totally picture you there standing there being like, "Oh yeah, I am going to die."
You know? I could have died. I really could have died. Well, the reason why I said that is because I was joking with her beforehand and I said, "Am I going to die? Really? Am I going to?" "No, you're not going to die." And
I mean, this is important. Honestly, this is such an important tip. It goes back to our number one tip of the day, practice, practice, practice. I don't know how long. Oh my gosh, I just realized it's 20 years ago. In 2001, I was the president of an organization and I had to give speeches all the time for the organization. And I kid you not, when I say practice, 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 I used to do this in front of the mirror and then I would have my two kids and my dog sitting on a couch and I would practice my speeches in front of them. This same thing applies with video. And that's what it is that we really wanted to share with you today. Pam was just sharing, we said, let's share some bloopers. So she was just sharing, you know, that I have my own bloopers that I could share with you. When you go live as frequently as I do, or also create videos, all kinds of stuff can happen. I mean, I've been live in an interview, like as a podcast guest, and my mind went blank. Now, I speak extemporaneously. Pam and I have notes here. We worked very hard on our show notes because we want to make sure this is helpful to you. And so we have a kind of script-ish going on. But even with a script, or usually I'm extemporaneous, my mind totally went blank. I totally lost track of what I was saying. I didn't know what I wanted to say next. And I froze. You know, this was on video, of course. I was being interviewed on a podcast. And I had that same experience, Pam, where I froze there. Now, what happened was, like, my mind was like, oh no, what do I say next? Now, what it appeared like, of course, I always watch my videos back. I watched it later. I had a little bit of a, you know, disconnected just for a moment. And then I got myself together. I lifted, I breathed, and I just thought, what is it that I'm intended to be talking about here? What are we talking about here? I brought myself back. I don't even think that podcast host knew that I lost my place. Of course, as women, I had to hate on myself for a long time and beat myself up about, you know, how bad that was. But I got over it pretty quickly. But these are all the kinds of things that can happen to you if you're going to use video in your business. And I have to say about that, I don't care. We want to encourage you to persevere. Pam, let's talk for a moment about the Virtual Presenters Studio. This is where our audience members, our live studio audience, when we're done with our podcast conversation, we are going to be going live into the studio directly from here. And so, Pam, why don't you share how you came up with the idea of VPS?
Mm-hmm. starting from my corporate career where I did a similar line of work, I would have people all the time just say, thank you so much for spending just a half hour or an hour beforehand to go through it and tech and how helpful it was. And then I started in the entrepreneurial world. And so I started my own business and the same line of work. And so I was hearing from my clients too, that it's just so helpful and something that really kind of makes it more, not polished, because you don't want it to be, you know, fully rehearsed, like you said, but I think that's important. You want to be natural and authentic and genuine, and you want that to come across. And if you're nervous and freezing up all the time, you know, it's makes that hard. So coming from that, I thought, well, why don't we create it like an actual studio for people to sign up, either, you know, a single session or group sessions, and actually give them, because, you know, a small business or a solopreneur, they don't have a tech company or they don't have IT to work with them. And so I think that's what this offers, is practice and the opportunity to get real-time coaching right in the studio. So it's really exciting to be able to offer that. And I just love that.
I mean, you know, I love everything about business, Pam, and I love everything about business models, and I love new systems. I love business ideas. When you told me this idea, I was like, I'm in, baby, you know, because you asked me if I would sort of partner with you as the confidence coach, right? In real time in the studio. When you told me this idea that you wanted to create a virtual studio where we would literally be have people in the studio where we would be doing real-time coaching with them, I knew that was really gold. I knew, especially for women, how important that was. And that's why I said yes immediately. Now, as we were talking about earlier, sometimes things take time to come to fruition. But apparently, the VPS's time has come because here we are talking about this. We're going to bring our live studio audience members into the studio for a brief time, just as an introduction. And then we have availability in the studio for real-time practice for people who are serious about wanting to create online courses, webinars, do live videos like this, do interviews, even if they're recorded, or even doing recorded videos for promotion, marketing. Pam, the video you yourself did on your website, right, to promote VPS, that was a work in progress. First, you had to get brave enough to do it. I said, Pam, you have to have a video on your page if you're going to be promoting video, right? You didn't have it. So
I'm working on it.
Yeah, exactly. You kept saying, I'm working on it. I'm working on it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Until finally, I'm not sure how you finally got there, but you got there. So and by the way, I love that video. So listen, friends, Pam is fond of saying, we all know that you have a bright light in you to share. The first time I heard her say this, I loved it. And we want you to get that light out. So we want to thank you so much for joining us. We are going to be going into the live studio audience, into the live studio with our audience. For our next episode, we are going to be talking about Zoom fatigue. Okay, this is a real issue, a real concern, and it really can affect your business if you don't beat it. So we want to thank you so much. We'll see you on the first and third Fridays of the month at 3 p.m. Eastern. And until then, Pam, we did it. Our first podcast episode in the books.
Yes, and I can't wait to see everybody in the studio.
See you in the studio.
Thank you for listening to Webcam Confidence for Women with confidence coach Susan Axelrod and online business producer Pam Sullivan, helping women get confident to RISE, rise on video. Subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. For more information about Susan and Pam, visit the Virtual Presenter Studio at volutionvirtual.com/studio. That's volution, VOLUTION, virtual.com/studio.